בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני ספסי תפתח ופי יגיד תהי לשכה. We've been talking about the paramount importance that the Torah places on the mitzvah of bitachon. Remember, the Vilna Gaon says that it's better to live a life with severe transgressions, if that means a life of bitachon, rather than a life free of transgression, but devoid of bitachon. We are of course given no license to perform transgressions by any Torah authorities and have to make our maximum effort to always do the will of Hashem. But we see here the incredible importance and emphasis that the Torah commentaries place on our endeavor to grow in our bitachon. We also discussed the words of the Beis Halevi in his classic essay on bitachon, where he writes that the obligation to have bitachon is such a fundamental prerequisite and foundation to the whole Torah itself, and if one lacks bitachon, it is regarded as a great sin. As discussed previously, simply speaking, bitachon means to rely on Hashem and feel calm that He's going to take care of me, regardless of what circumstances might be presented to me. When I am not living a life of bitachon, there are many things to fear, people, circumstances, and whatnot. Whereas when I am living by the values of bitachon and relying on Hashem that He will always take care of me, regardless of anything else that might be transpiring in my life, that leads to a life of calm, serenity, and lack of fear. The Beis Halevi writes further that not having bitachon in Hashem, but rather being fearful instead, is itself the cause for one's downfall. And as he writes, because when a person trembles in fear of something rather than relying on Hashem, this itself causes a snare, one that did not even exist previously, to be placed in front of him regarding that very matter that he feared. Whereas, when one relies on Hashem, he will be saved even from a problem that already existed. The Beis Halevi is teaching us that when one chooses to rely on Hashem, the power of that bitachon can save him from the challenges he might be confronting. Whereas when a person is not living by the values of bitachon, but rather by the mistaken illusion that there are other forces in the world, such as some terrorist group that might have the power to do something without Hashem first decreeing it. Or if one feels that the only reason for their safety is because of soldiers or an army. Or perhaps one might feel that the future might depend on the power and authority of a certain president and the like. Then the Beis Halevi writes that that lack of bitachon is actually what brings on that thing that we might be fearing to transpire. There are many things that are potential for fear and anxiety. Choosing to work towards living a life of true reliance on Hashem, of true bitachon, is the best anti-anxiety that we can shoot for. And the more we grow in our bitachon, the less fearful we will be from any situation that might present itself. And on the flip side, the more credibility we give to other forces outside of Hashem, and the more we give in to those fears, as if Hashem was not the one to protect us from them transpiring, the more we bring those things upon ourselves. Bitachon is the foundation of the entire Torah, and as outlined by the Torah commentaries, bitachon is available to every single one of us, regardless of our spiritual level, regardless of our background. Let us make use of this most powerful and important foundation to who and what we are.